What if the only thing standing between you and the life you want is a software upgrade? Not a new job, not more money, not better luck. Just a fundamental shift in how you think. Consider this. A woman loses her memory in a car accident and suddenly transforms from deeply insecure to confidently addressing medical conventions. Nothing changed except the beliefs she held about herself. That's the radical premise here. Your thoughts aren't just reflections of reality, they are the architects of it. We arrive in this world as blank slates, absorbing everything like sponges. Before you could even tie your shoes, you'd already downloaded a complete operating system about who you are and what you're capable of. Most of it came from moments when love was withheld, a parent's criticism, a teacher's dismissal, a playground rejection. These moments crystallized into two core fears that run most people's lives: I can't, fear of failure, and I have to, fear of rejection. The result? Most of us spend our lives avoiding pain rather than pursuing possibility. But here's the liberating truth. If these beliefs were learned, they can be unlearned. Your self-concept isn't carved in stone, it's written in pencil. Most people live in invisible cages with doors that were never locked. These barriers aren't real, they're learned. Psychologists call it learned helplessness, and it shows up every time you say, "I can't lose weight, can't get promoted, can't learn new skills, can't change careers." Each "I can't" is a brick in the wall you've built around your potential. The second prison is your comfort zone, that seductive place where everything feels familiar and safe. You might be miserable, but at least you know what to expect. Change feels dangerous, so you stay put, and the rut gets deeper every year until you can't even see over the edges anymore. Ever notice how some people radiate calm while others combust at the slightest provocation? The difference isn't temperament, it's mental discipline. Your mind can only hold one thought at a time, giving you a powerful ability. Replace any negative thought with a positive one, instantly. Someone cuts you off in traffic. You can think, "That jerk is trying to ruin my day," or, "They must be rushing to the hospital." Same event, completely different emotional outcome. When you justify anger by rehearsing grievances, you're practicing negativity until it becomes your default mode. When you take things personally, you're handing others the remote control to your emotional state. The most toxic pattern? Blame. The psychological equivalent of drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The moment you say, "I am responsible," anger loses its fuel source. Ultimate liberation comes from forgiveness, not because others deserve it, but because you deserve peace. Three breakthroughs shatter mental prisons. You are completely responsible for your life. All causation is mental. Everything external began as a thought. Your beliefs become your reality. Your desire for something is evidence you have the capacity to achieve it. Michelangelo saw David trapped inside marble. Your life is that marble, and limited thinking is everything that isn't the masterpiece. Most people approach their future like passengers, hoping the driver takes them somewhere nice. What if you grabbed the wheel? Imagine unlimited time, money, skills, and connections. What would you do? This isn't idle fantasy, it's reconnaissance, scouting the territory of your potential. Once you've glimpsed your ideal future, reverse engineer it. What would someone living that life do today? Write it down. Putting pen to paper transforms wishes into commitments. You need a detailed plan, an immediate first step, and the grit to do something every single day. Not when inspired, every single day. Here's what nobody tells you about wealth. It's not about having money. It's about becoming someone who creates value. Your most valuable asset is the real estate between your ears. Self-made millionaires share a secret. They work brutally hard. Not 40 hours weekly, that's survival mode. The magic happens beyond hour 40. Most people don't actually work when they're at work. They socialize, scroll, handle personal errands. When successful people work, they work with focus and intention. But hard work alone isn't enough. In today's economy, velocity matters as much as direction. The marketplace ruthlessly rewards excellence while ignoring adequacy. Reaching the top 10% is easier than you think because most people never try. The difference between good and great is often just 3%. Slightly better preparation, marginally superior execution, consistently higher standards. That 3% compounds over time, creating enormous outcome gaps. Olympic sprinters differ by hundredths of a second, yet gold medalists earn millions while fourth place gets nothing. Every job has 5 to 7 critical result areas. Your weakest key skill determines your income, like the narrowest chain link determines its strength. Rate yourself honestly in each area. Anything below a 7 needs work, starting with your weakest link. That's where improvement yields the fastest returns. Here's the mindset shift. You work for yourself. You're the CEO of You Inc., continuously increasing your marketplace value. To double your income in 3 to 5 years, double the value you provide. Complete this sentence. If I could really well, I could make all the money I wanted. That blank is your next focus area. The average journey from broke to millionaire takes 22 years of disciplined effort, not sexy, not quick, but absolutely achievable. Your reference group, the people you identify with, fundamentally reshapes who you become. Harvard research spanning 25 years confirmed this choice determines your success more than any other factor. Hang around complainers and you'll find things to complain about. Surround yourself with builders and you'll start building. The most successful people deliberately engineer their networks. They list the 100 most influential people in their field and systematically figure out how to meet them. They join organizations to serve on important committees where real players congregate, knowing that 85% of opportunities come through connections, not job postings. What separates strategic networking from shallow schmoozing? Genuinely successful people focus on giving first. Build a core mastermind group of 4 or 5 people who challenge and support you. Meet weekly, share struggles, celebrate wins, hold each other accountable. Napoleon Hill discovered that every wealthy person he studied had such a group. You're not just selecting companions, you're selecting your future self. Your brain contains 18 billion cells, each connected to thousands of others, giving you the capacity to think more unique thoughts than there are molecules in the universe. Yet most people coast on outdated knowledge and comfortable assumptions. Geniuses share 3 traits anyone can adopt: open-mindedness, staying curious and questioning assumptions, systematic thinking, approaching problems methodically, and question-based inquiry, exploring issues through structured questions rather than jumping to solutions. Start with fundamental questions. What exactly is the problem? Why is this a problem? What would an ideal solution look like? What's preventing it? This questioning process expands options and leads to better decisions. Flexibility might be the most crucial quality for thriving in constant change. Changing your mind in light of new evidence is a sign of intelligence, not weakness. Read for at least 1 hour daily. While 70% of adults haven't visited a bookstore in 5 years, reading 1 hour daily gives you the equivalent of a PhD every year, continuously updating your mental models to match an evolving world. Success without character is luck waiting to run out. Aristotle knew lasting happiness comes only to those who live by clear, positive values. You can achieve wealth and status, but without integrity, it feels hollow. Integrity isn't one value among many. It's the foundation that makes all others possible. It means living consistently with your deepest values, even when no one's watching, even when it costs you. Many practice situational ethics, adjusting principles based on circumstances, fooling themselves into believing they have character when they're merely convenient. Your actions under pressure reveal who you truly are. The test comes when honesty costs you a sale, a relationship, an opportunity. Being impeccably honest builds reputation faster than any marketing. Courage is the master virtue because all others depend on it. Without it, you'll stay silent when you should speak. Each time you act courageously, your self-esteem rises. Each time you back down, you feel weaker. The top 2% manage themselves without external supervision, holding themselves to higher standards than anyone else would set. When you live by your highest values consistently, you become absolutely unstoppable. Not because obstacles disappear, but because your character becomes the immovable foundation everything else is built upon.